Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
That's right. It's the day after the 2016 presidential election. And oh my goodness, woo-wee, what a shift in energy, what a response, what a historic moment, all of the above. And this is what we're talking about. And why are we talking about politics on reality spirituality? Good question. Well, we're really talking about, you know, the theme for my show is how to maintain and sustain happiness, which really means how to remain at peace, a peaceful state of mind, regardless of what happens, regardless of your candidate losing or your candidate wins. It's really about how to. And I have with me a special guest, a very, very special guest, all the way from New York City, Reality Spirituality. Welcome someone close to my own heart, Nathan Norrington. Yes, we do share the last name. Nathan, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's up in NYC?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Well, as my audience will not know until I tell them, it was Nathan's idea to talk about this because you were experiencing certain things you're teaching today, and I've been out and about today, and there is a different vibe. There is a vibe that I'm noticing, you're noticing, everybody's noticing. Either either you're a winner, you voted for the winner, or you voted for the loser. And what I want to say before we start talking specifically is you never know a person until they're challenged. And losing, quote-unquote losing, is a challenge. So who are you when you're challenged? It's easy to be happy and carefree when everything is the sun is shining. But what happens when, as New York, you're 30 feet deep in snow, or you're in a tsunami or whatever, or your candidate doesn't win? That's what we're talking about today. Nathan, please add your – you said you were out and you were noticing people's behavior. Can you expand on that? What were you noticing today? Hi, Nathan.
What's up? Yeah, well, of course, definitely a shift for sure. And, yeah, I did want to talk about what happens when, you know, between two sides, when you do have a winner, when you have a loser, when you kind of don't get what you want. or don't expect. So what does that do? Then does what we believe in change? Because it's just interesting, because a lot of what was being preached as far as being together and unifying the country, and we're stronger together as one. And then now that the results are in, it seems doesn't seem pretty together to me.
Well, this is the same feeling, the same vibe I got the first year that Obama was elected. The same thing.
Yes.
The country was
yes.
divided right in half. Half of the people wanted Obama. Half of the other people wanted somebody else. I don't even
yeah.
remember. I think it was Romney that was running. I don't even
yeah.
remember. But anyway, and half the people wanted something else. And so you touched on something that I talk about and actually teach, is about having preferences. But see, Nathan, you made a good point. People talk about unity, but what happens when you're challenged to, you didn't get what you wanted, but so are you willing to be united even though you didn't get what you wanted?
Yeah, and you know, that is the challenge. It truly is. It comes from times we are challenged, like you said. Is it, you know, can you get along with someone when everyone's smiling and dressed up and drinking, or, you know, or when they really disagree with something that is very, quote, important to you? And, you know, what I'm finding is I find when I see people's reactions, I'm noticing like a reaction in myself. And then I think, oh, there's a part in this. I have thoughts that say, oh, well, they're so judgmental. They're unhappy with the results. They're this. And then now I'm thinking, okay, then now the judgy is becoming the judgers or whatever. Anyway, now I'm judging them basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, I just coming back to me, because I've been doing that a lot today, is like,
yeah.
Okay, what's going on with me?
Hold on. Let me just say this really quick, because that's what you're about to talk about is really important. It's a individual responsibility. This collective,
yeah.
and let's all join together. Yeah, that's fine when it's moving, but what happens? It's really an individual looking in the mirror one on one. What are you contributing to this country, to this earth, to this world? I just wanted to say that because I agree with you totally. Come back to you. So go back to you again. I just had to point that because it was really very powerful.
No, yeah.
Wait, and the other thing I want to say is, what I found is what's really important to me, is not important to everybody else. It's just not.
Yeah,
and I've had to
too.
Accept that. Why isn't that? So anyway, let's go back to you. So what were you noticing? I just wanted to really bullet that, but keep going.
Yeah, you know, that is totally worth bulleting for sure. And just going back to that, you said, okay, what's important to me is not important to someone else. And so, anyway, so I'm thinking, if I come back to me, just because I think that some people are behaving in a way that I like and some people aren't, that doesn't mean that I get to judge some people and then I get to not judge other people and accept some people and not accept other people. It's like if I make a commitment to accept and love all without judgment and then basically accepting and loving myself without judgment, then doesn't that include everybody, whether they are sad,
Republican or Democrat?
Republican, Democrat, sad, mad, happy, fearful. I mean, all of this. And I have judgments on all. I notice the thoughts in my mind. I'm like, oh, well, why is this person like this? Why is this person like this? And so what I did with a couple of people that spoke out today because a couple of people just talked to me because I had some classes. So they just started talking. And
so hold on a second. I just want to explain that you teach fitness, you teach yoga, you have different classes that you teach. So during your class, go ahead, students came to you and?
Yeah, students came to me after class, and one person expressed how they were sad, another one expressed how they were mad, another one expressed how they were glad with the decision, just different, very different opinions. So as I listen to these people, and I really honestly commit to accepting and listening to them, it's, you know, just to be real, that is a challenge because I have my own opinions. But it is really nice. There's like a different mentality. It's like I don't even have to have an opinion to accept people. It's really nice. It's just a sweep. Everyone gets it, and it actually makes it a little bit easier. So I just want to
hold on
to
a second.
That.
You said something very, very poignant. I really would like to write it down, that you don't have to have an opinion to accept people. Because quite frankly, an opinion is just another, well, anyway, a perception, and it's really unique to you. It's unique to you because it's your opinion is based on your experiences and your perspective. So you don't even need any of that to be accepting of what you're saying. That's really very, I mean, that's huge. You don't need to have any of that to accept. Go ahead.
All right. And now let me just do a 15-second reading of these Man in the Mirror lyrics.
Uh-oh.
So he's
Michael Jackson. Read to me. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
He says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Ooh.
And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then
make that change. I'm going to post that on
make
Facebook.
Make that change.
Change. I'm looking in the man in the mirror.
In the mirror.
I'm asking him to change his ways. And if that message any been any clearer, and if you want to make yourself, look at yourself and make that change. Change.
So yeah, and then I think about, you know, People listen. I'm listening to watching.
Mm-hmm.
Just how you always talk about me watching you as my parent. You know, I'm watching you.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to respond? People might be watching me. I don't know if anybody is. Maybe they are. But what if they are? So how do I respond? So I that kind of helped kind of click me into of even just imagining, like I have an imaginary scenario where everyone's waiting, well, what is Nathan going to say about this? And then what is he going to do about this? So that kind of helped click me in a little bit, and it really made me want to rise above today and not sway people to be one way or the other. Well, you should be happy this way, or you should be this. It just swayed me to kind of rise above and just share light, just kind of hold some space. So, yeah, if you want to share about your sadness, great. If you want to have fun in class, that's nice, too. So, yeah, just rise above anyway.
Rise above, which is such a profound statement, meaning rise above the noise, rise above the drama, rise above the all of this other stuff. And see, the rising above and not making any judgments, because I had people, it was funny today in class, I taught today also, I'm also a yoga instructor, but I just do a yoga, a kind of yoga light.
Yoga
light, get it? Yoga, not yoga. But anyway, yoga, but it's not yoga, get it? But anyway, it's called yoga, but it's not yoga. Anyway, So people didn't say anything, and then I said, "How's everybody doing today?" And then one lady just said, "Oh, I'm just so sick. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just so upset and so." But this is the thing. One of the things that I've had to do is stay out of everybody's business. Everybody is in their own world doing their own thing on their own journey. And just because somebody's – and I can listen and hear what they're saying, but what people happy, people not happy, people – and let me tell you something. The people that are not happy, quote, that are really upset are very upset. Not everybody.
I know. Yeah, for sure.
But it's – but see – this is the thing. It's all about reacting, and it goes all the way back to my program for unhappiness. A reaction to something that you really don't have control – not something that you don't really don't have. Something that you do not have control over is affecting your peace, and it's affecting your happiness. You've allowed that to happen. Let's go back to the mirror. You've allowed whatever is happening. That's why I said I voted, but – I was determined because I'm telling you, most of my life, I was caught up in the political patriotism, American, yes, voting, yes, but this person has to win. And then when they didn't win, oh, my God, my world was over. Oh, the country is doomed. And I was determined not to, because not to feel that, but not to feel it, not really feeling it, but just to practice track letting go of what I don't have control over. Practice detaching from any outcome. I can't have control over this. And then also to know that even my destiny is my destiny, and so is the destiny of this country. This country has a destiny too. This is America's destiny. Who's to say what's right or what's wrong? It's just it's destiny without a judgment, good or bad. But I'm telling you. And you said something about holding a space for people and just, this, it's such a gift, Nathan, to be open and accepting to all. I could have Democrats at my dinner. I could have Republicans at my dinner at the same time. It's acceptance is so much. And so who practices accepting other people? Who practices that? That's a question. For my audience and for you. No, really.
And I think that is worth practicing for me, because it makes me feel more at peace. And just going back to, I mean, you said it for so long about going back to the mirror, going back to me, all of that, and just constantly going back to the point where, you know, we really don't, you and I, we really don't talk about other people too much, or we can't talk about other people too much, because we know it's like, it always comes back to, or we can't even talk about each other, really, like what's best for, what I think is best for you and what you think is best for me, because it's still not really, you never really know. You have to go from the inside.
Listen, I used to think I knew what was best for you. I've never thought about what's best for you lately. You're going to experience what's best for you. I know that, and I trust it, and I know it. Everybody is going to experience what's best for them. And that's it.
Yeah.
Everybody's – now, whether they realize it or not, that's going to be up to them. But I know that everything that happens to me is supposedly for my growth and betterment and expansion, or whatever you want to call it, how I like it. But, this is something else that I have to practice. And I get a lot of arguments with this, but people disagreeing with me. I want to get your take on it, Nathan. Having a preference in the beginning, because I always used to say all preferences subtract from your happiness, all preferences. And I used to think about this only because I like to watch football, and there was a team I always want to win, and there's a team I want to, don't want to win. And that preference always kept me in a place where, oh, my God, if this team wins, and if this team loses, blah. So I've been actually practicing not having any preferences. What do you think about preferences, Nathan Norrington, who happens to be my son at the same time?
So good. Well, Okay, so you said something really cool about the election, and you said that you voted, but you didn't really have a preference necessarily. I don't know. You didn't really have an expectation, or you really wanted to, after you voted, it was like, okay, I did it, and then now whatever happens is going to happen, and that isn't really going to sway me one way or the other.
Yes.
So it's like a it's like a two-parter, because you did prefer or whatever, not prefer, whatever you want to call it, but you pick.
I had a choice. Yes, I had. I had a choice.
And then so you make a choice and then release the, I guess, the result of the choice, or you release the expectation, or there's something where it's like a two-parter, where there can be a preference, but there's not a another preference on top of it. And maybe you can expand on that. There's something also with, like, the future, too.
Yeah.
So maybe you can talk about sports is, I think, a good one, too.
It's the same thing. What you're saying is you make a choice, and then you detach from the outcome. It's detaching from the outcome. It's detaching from the results. The results don't matter.
Okay, how about this? Let's just use sports for a second.
Please.
Because if you're on a team and you're playing another team, you want to win. You want to beat the other team. So then you're playing the game, and then you lose the game. And there's a moment of whatever reaction. Let's just call it sadness that you lost. There's sadness, but I think maybe where we get tripped up is the sadness or the losing, is that even bad? Who says that that's bad?
Nobody said it was bad.
Nobody said it was bad. Well, I think some people do say it's bad.
Well, let's stop talking about other people, because some people say some people say it's bad, some people say it's good. Who cares? Let's get back to you and let's get back to me. Because for me, I have to let go. And one of the things that I do now more than ever in my life is trust that the universe has designed a plan. That's just the bottom line. I trust that the universe has designed this plan, period. That means my life, that means this global community, whatever you want to call it, and that's it, and I let it go. And if I trust that much, some people call it faith, whatever, I just say trust. When I trust that much, it's easy to let go. Like if you, Nathan, gave me, Mom, pay this bill, you know me, Mom, I need you to pay this bill on Friday. Can you trust that I'm going to get it paid? Based on you know me. But then you could ask somebody else, and I'm going off into a tangent. I don't really like going off into tangents. But it's really about trusting, and it's about the individual. See, this race is not about anybody out there. It's about what's happening to that person in the mirror because of this race.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the reason why that's so important is because whatever's happening to that person in the mirror is what's happening in the world. In other words, whatever energy you're putting out, you're actually contributing that same energy to the world. So, is sad bad or wrong or good? No, but you're contributing sadness to the world. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying that's what you're contributing in that moment.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm very aware of what I'm contributing to the world because I'm always in the mirror, because that's the only place I'm going to find my answers, darn it. Is in the mirror. So I'm always conscious of what I'm contributing. Now, sometimes I'm going to be contributing stuff that you know, then you might label it not so maybe aggressive or pushy or, you know, or impatient. Well, that's a good one. Impatient. Maybe you just want to label it that. That's what I'm contributing to the world. Now, I'm not going to be critical about that's what I'm contributing, but I definitely know that's exactly what I'm doing. That's why I say you can change the world by changing yourself. You can change the world if you're more at peace. You know the world is more at peace. But anyway, it's really fascinating. And this is the degree. And you know what? I'm going to go both ways. Because the people on the other side that quote-unquote won, right, those people, now what are they contributing? And I'm saying this because I've listened to a couple of radio shows, and there's a little bit of feeling pretty good about what just happened. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, they call it being a good winner or being a bad winner, you know, gloating or that kind of thing, which is fine. But see, it really comes back to, are you contributing acceptance and peace? All. It's really a responsibility. It's an individual responsibility what you contribute in every moment, and that's why I'm just conscious of what I'm practicing. What do you think about them apples?
Well, I really like it. I really like the what am I contributing and. Yeah, I like it a lot because it's pretty clear. And you also said something really good about not really being critical of what you're contributing because, just like you said, you have some things you contribute. I mean, I'm over here. I know I contribute some interesting things from time to time, if you know what I mean. And I think in a time like this, when I look around me or feel around me and I feel contributions of the same, it's like an overflow. It's an overflow of this. I'm like, ooh, I feel like a responsibility or an urging to balance it out and go to the other side. I mean, that's why I feel like I'm kind of on fire today. Because I'm like, I do not want to tip this boat. I mean, someone's got to go to the other side of the boat. You know, I can't, not everyone can go on this side, then it's going to sink. So who is going to go to this side? It's whoever can, whoever wants to. And I know that's me. So I've got to like be, not got to, but I do feel like a sort of calling to use the skills and experience and knowledge that I have to be on that side. And I can. That's why when I want to jump to the other side, because I did want to jump to that side and contribute my, what I would call charges or grievances or judgments.
Mm-hmm.
When I want to jump to that side, I'm like, you know what, there's enough of that right now. So let's see what's over here, because I can do this for right now. This is what I feel like my contribution wants to be for the world and also what I need for myself right now.
So. Okay. Two words here. Woohoo! You know what? That was, listen. And it's not because you're my son. It's not. What you just described, and I was just feeling it, is you're describing a safe place. You are creating a safe place, neutral space, neutral, comfortable space where people can come and say however they're feeling. I'm getting chills. Say however they're feeling, good, bad, indifferent, sad, upset, whatever. But you're neutral and you're accepting. And I'm telling you, Nathan, there are not a lot of neutral, safe places. They're either you're over here gloating or you're over there pissed or you're over here boasting or you're over there upset. I mean, there were people saying they're going to leave the country if he gets elected. Same on the other side. I mean, I'm not splitting sides here, and nobody will know who the hell I voted for. I'm telling you right now. Maybe Nathan knows, but nobody else is going to know. It's not even the point. The point is offering that neutral space, Nathan, and that's, I don't know, for me, who can do that? See, you can do that. And that's why I practice because of these of this moment that's needed.
Yeah, moments like
who
this,
can do
yeah.
a neutral, safe place? Who can do that today? Today, not when your candidate wins. Who can do that when your candidate loses?
Yeah, for sure.
See, that's you said be that space, so you're that space of neutrality and safeness and acceptance and yeah, I understand or whatever. How about this? I'm not because I don't understand because I'm not you, but I'm listening to you and I hear you, and there you go.
Oh wow, nice, even better. Yeah, you're right because I understand you. Maybe not, but I'm listening. Okay, and I hear you. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
And then the question, oh, God, the country's doomed. And then there's no comment from me. I just hear you.
I hear you.
I'm not. There's no comment because I'm a neutral, safe place. Neutral, safe. There's no comments. There's no conversations.
Yeah.
One of the things I wrote in this long article, I've never posted a long article on Facebook. I posted a long article about being quiet. Just like you said, neutral, safe, quiet. That's what's needed here. But who can do that, Nathan? Who can do that when you're losing? See, who can you do who, when you're losing, or even if you're winning?
Yeah.
This was really a great idea talking about this.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, I would like to wrap it up soon just because we hit such a peak.
Yes, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Let's see. Let me just scan some of the things I wrote down today.
Ooh, I love it when you have notes. Thank you for keeping me.
Because
you know, I don't write notes, and sometimes I do, but I mostly I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants. I like the notes.
Well, I do too most of the time. So judging others, they said love and these are just kind of themes I wanted to thought about today. Love and acceptance, others when they think different, winners and losers, judging everybody. Oh, we didn't really talk about this. I don't even know if we need to, but just this fear thing. There's like a future. There's a fear future thing.
Well, yeah, the fear of future, and that's now. So it's global fear of future. And that comes from being programmed, too. That just comes from having a preference, your preferences, and having a fear. See, all of these emotions, so then what you're contributing is more fear. All of these emotions, I'm not saying are not you're not feeling them. And I'm not saying they're, you know, but what happens is just because you didn't win a fear. And so that means that you're in the future. But if you're in the future, listen. Whether it's an election or not, living in the future subtracts from your happiness, subtracts from your mind, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's an election, whether it's a not election, whether you're whoever, it's always this fear of the future and the past, and it's just another way to stay stuck in all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Know that if you trust and you believe that everything happens in for a reason and who knows why, let go and be responsible for that person in the mirror. What is that person doing? Adding to it, or is that person practicing presence and acceptance and silence and peace? I'm not saying what to do or what to practice. I just know what I prefer. There's another preference.
Yeah, I know that's so tricky. I do like the I just like what you said earlier about, okay, I know what I'm contributing, and then once it's contributed, or if I am contributing, whatever it is, that there's no added criticism or judgments on top of that. Because even people that are not contributing peace or wanting to contribute peace or having that being a priority, is that, you know, that's their journey too. So it's like the up, the down, the extremes, like everyone's entitled to their journey and staying out of their business. It's just, it's all really, it's nice because it's bringing out all these themes.
Yes.
And then just the last thing I'll say is, which we've already kind of talked about, but just the perspectives of different people. And we have one event, like one election, and then the perspectives are so, or not, they can be so opposite. I just want to, just pointing out that it's so interesting that the same, that one event can happen, but the perspectives can be all over the place. And people, I think, or at least with me, I'll go for me, but the problem with me is when I think that my perspective is, quote, better than somebody else's, or my perspective is right and their perspective is wrong. I think that's where I get tripped up, and then I don't feel good. Then something's amiss when I feel like my perspective is right somehow.
Well, your perspective is right
for
you.
Yeah. Okay.
See, that's
good. Nice.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what I discovered. This is, and then we're going to wrap it up. I actually have to teach in a little bit too. But you know what, Nathan? There's a person that I just, you know, since I moved at this new space, this new office space, and I've become, you know, we're in the same area, so we chat a lot. It's almost been a year since I've been chatting with this person, and we are the opposite. They believe in conspiracy. I mean, up to genetic programming, different, you know, I mean, so many out the wall perspective and ideas. But because she's so, I said she, darn it, because she's so honest and her heart is so big, and her heart is, because she's so honest and open and kind, it doesn't even matter that she believes that this is going on. And that I don't believe it, but I don't care. I don't care what anybody believes. It's their journey. It's their thing. I'm not trying to convince her yes or no. I mean, one eyebrow goes up, but whatever. It's really other people and saying, whatever, you're on your journey. You're on your plan. You know, good luck with that. Good luck with that conspiracy theory, thinking that people are changing the way we're, you know, with the food. The food is being altered, chemically altered on purpose, okay? That kind of thing. Doesn't matter. I still look and find other things that I just love about this person.
Mm.
See, what are you looking
for?
Are you looking for what's wrong with them, or are you looking for what's right with them? Are you looking for what's wrong, or are you looking for what's right? It's very simple. I've never, ever been with anybody that has ideas that are so left field. Like if she says, people from Mars are going to land next week, okay. But still be okay with her.
Love that. I love that. Hanging out with different perspectives. Cool.
Yes. And sending out, so I just want to let everybody know that to go in the house, because next week on Thursday, the Martians are coming to take over the Earth.
Sounds good. I'll be waiting. Thank you, Mom. This was really good.
You're welcome. And thank you all, Reality Spirituality. I'm going to just kind of wrap it up really quick here.
Please.
Reality
yes.
Spirituality is heard live every Sunday. We might air this class. I might just rerun this class because this is class, this show, because this was a private show. But I'm definitely going to put this public, only because Nathan gave me, hold on, I got to make sure he gave me the okay. Nathan, you gave me the okay to make this public, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So this is going to be, I'm going to be sharing this one. I'll probably share a link to it. You could share the link if you want to, but this was a great day after the election show, Reality Spirituality. And thank you all for listening. Usually Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the station Blog Talk Radio. So you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, Facebook, Reality Spirituality, like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. Thank you for listening, and peace out from NYC. Good night, America.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Hold on. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Again. Aftermath.
Aftermath, hello.
Hello. Aftermath. I think that was pretty good. What do you think?
I think it was really good.
I thought it was very good. So what I'm going to do is, because I marked it private, just to see if it was, you know, because you never know if you want to keep it private or public.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'll mark it public probably when I come back home later tonight, and I can give you the link if you want to post it or you want to use it or whatever. It doesn't even matter to
me.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going
to
make
good.
It.
It's a good one to have either way.
Yes, it is a really good one, and it's really, really good insights on your part, of course.
Thank you. You too. Very, very good. And then I know you're teaching, so I'm glad we got to talk on reality. Spirituality.
And Nathan, that man in the mirror, that is so perfect. I'm really going to post that again. I'm going to use those words exactly, and I have to.
Yeah,
that was really good. And you're right. That's right. That's how you change the world. Change yourself. Change you. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, hello. For sure. Hello.
All right.
All right. I love you, Mom. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you too, Nathan. Thank you so much. Call me in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Reality Spirituality is out.
It's out officially.